Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The attorney representing the victim in last week's fatal officer-involved shooting says surveillance video he's obtained tells a different story from the one Buffalo police have laid out. We're joined on the line now by attorney Steve Cohen. Steve, where exactly did this video come from and how was it brought to your attention?
The building, the former School 77 on Plymouth Avenue in the city of Buffalo, has a security system with high-definition cameras.
Okay, you're representing the family of the victim?
Yes, the Rivera family, his mom and mother and siblings.
Steve, what do you know about how this unfolded? What was Rivera doing out at 3 a.m.?
I don't know, but I do know that two of his relatives live right on that street.
So Rivera was out around that time, 2 to 3 a.m. is when the shooting took place. Interesting to learn this video. Is this something that was obtained by you? Do police also have this video, and are you expecting to release it to the public?
What happened was shortly after the shooting, one of the police officers, you could see him shining his cameras, and he saw that there were cameras on the building but didn't know if they were working or not. Deputy Commissioner Grimalia made a statement concerning what happened, not knowing that we had video, and came out with a narrative that this officer had to shoot to save his own life, that there was a gun being pointed at him. And none of that is shown by the video. In fact, quite the contrary. So once the video was released to us, the organization called PUSH that rents that building had to retain counsel because the police threatened them that they had to turn over the hard drive and all copies of the video to the police. They retained counsel, and counsel said, no, you don't. This is your security footage. You can give copies to whoever subpoenas it. You know, you'll be required to. But you own the video. And the police obtained a grand jury warrant within hours of the shooting, which is bizarre, almost unprecedented in my lifetime. That said, you know, you are to give us the hard drive and copies of the video. Well, they did that, but they also had retained copies for themselves, and we obtained a copy.
Okay, so now you've seen this video, I'm sure more than once. Take us through, what do you see happening at this time when the officers are after Rivera?
Yeah, and I've seen it, and the family's authorized me to show it to, you know, anybody we deem appropriate, but not to have it played. You know, it would be unseemly. It would be in horribly poor taste to broadcast a homicide, a real live homicide, not a dramatization on television. So no one has the video that we know of other than we and the police. So many people have seen it. What it shows very, very clearly is a man running from Plymouth Avenue into the school parking lot, the former School 77 parking lot. He trips and stumbles, falls to the ground. We don't know if he's been hit by a bullet yet. He is followed by a police officer. When Pito gets up, he starts crawling away from the officer, stands up, starts running away from the officer, and the officer puts two rounds in his back. You see the muzzle flashes. You could see Pito fall down dead. The police claim that there was a firearm in Mr. Rivera's hand. Well, that's not clearly visible from the video. We freeze-framed it, and we've tried blowing it up. We don't see it. They claim that if we had better tech like they have, we would see the firearm. At no time do you see anyone having tagged or bagged any evidence, like a firearm. The video that we have goes for 35 minutes following Mr. Rivera's death, and no time during that time do we see any evidence put into an evidence bag, like a firearm. There may be an object on the ground. We can speculate what things are. Is it a cell phone? Is it a firearm? Is it anything? I don't know. But the police are trying to establish that he had a firearm. But one thing is crystal clear. At no time did Mr. Rivera, during the course of the video, ever level that firearm at another human being, if there was indeed a firearm. So the officer shot at Mr. Rivera when the officer was in no imminent danger of death.
Steve, did Rivera own a gun, and was it legally registered?
I don't have that information. The family is not aware of it.
You've described this video. You say you don't want to release it to the public because of the nature of what is inside, but what do you expect to happen with this, I guess you could call it newfound evidence going forward? What are your next steps?
Well, I'm turning over a copy to the Justice Department, to an FBI agent who I trust is going to follow the evidence where it takes them and is going to go into this impartially. Nobody likes to go after a police officer. Nobody likes to accuse a police officer of murder, and especially other law enforcement officers. But there are some officers that take the position that the evidence is what it is, and we'll do what's necessary. So we are giving a copy. I have the family's permission to do that to the FBI. The Erie County District Attorney, John Flynn, has a copy. I know that he's looking into it. And, the Buffalo Police has already made statements, even before they knew we had the video, that it was a righteous shoot. It was good. They didn't say it was under investigation. They're putting their wagons in a circle.
How many shots were fired in all? Do you know, Steve, from watching that?
We can see two muzzle flashes. According to the police, they claim that Mr. Rivera was hit with a third shot, and that one grazed his head. We didn't see evidence of that, but it could be. It could be before he rounded the corner, perhaps.
Have you been told of any timeline of when do you expect to hear back from, whether it is the FBI or the DA?
No, not at all. Well, the FBI doesn't have it yet. They're going to. And the DA's office, I assume, is going to do a careful and meticulous job in studying the evidence.
Does the video show first aid being given to Rivera?
None at all. They show Mr. Rivera laying on the pavement. They show Mr. Rivera being handcuffed. And about 5 or 6 minutes later, you see an ambulance come. And then at that point, the paramedics, pronounced him dead. But at no time do you see anybody, checking for pulses or trying to stop bleeding or administering oxygen or any kind of first aid. I mean, I don't know that it would have done any good. I don't know what Mr. Rivera's condition was immediately upon being shot. The autopsy was completed by the Erie County Medical Examiner. I was not permitted to view the body to determine whether the shots or the entrance wounds were in the back or not. And Dr. Hart has completed a full autopsy within a day, within 24 hours of this shooting. He completed a full autopsy, but his report isn't expected until mid-October.
All right, Steve, we appreciate all the details that you've been able to share with us. That's Steve Cohen, the attorney representing the victim in that fatal officer-involved shooting last week. The victim, 32-year-old Rafael Rivera. You can read much more on this story at WBEN.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.